Welcome back to Invasive Insights. I'm Jess Booth, the Communications and Engagement Coordinator with the Columbia Shoe Shop Invasive Species Society. Today, I'll be your guide into the tangled web of invasive species and their impact on our world. This month, February, is the month of love. But we're going to be flipping the script and diving into some of nature's most dysfunctional relationships. This episode is called Love Gone Wrong: Invasives and Ecosystem Relationships. If you're listening with your headphones, plug them in. If not, tune in, because we're unpacking how invasive species disrupt the delicate bonds of symbiosis, outcompete native organisms, and turn once balanced ecosystems into chaos. Let's get started. So first, let's talk about relationships in nature. Every ecosystem is built on connections. Plants, animals, fungi, and microbes working together in harmony. Think pollinators and flowers, predator-prey dynamics, or that the fungi help trees grow by providing nutrients. These are partnerships that have evolved over thousands, sometimes even millions of years. But what happens when an outsider crashes the party? Enter invasive species, uninvited guests that don't follow the rules. One classic example is English ivy, originally brought to North America as an ornamental plant. English ivy quickly escaped gardens and began taking over forests, especially on the coast. It climbs trees and creates dense mats on the ground, choking out native plants and depriving them of sunlight. Over time, this disrupts the food web, especially for insects and animals that rely on those native species. Relationships that weren't strong and steady suddenly collapse. If you tuned into the January episode, you would have heard all about Invasive Species 101, so tune back in if you kind of want some background on what invasives are and why they're a problem. There's also another dramatic story that I like to share. The European starling. You may have heard of them, you may have seen them, you may have heard them. They were brought to North America in the late 1800s by a Shakespeare enthusiast who wanted every bird mentioned in Bard's plays to live in the US Romantic. Maybe disastrous? Absolutely. Starlings outcompete native birds like bluebirds, woodpeckers, and woodpeckers for nesting sites. They disrupt the balance in agriculture ecosystems by eating crops, and their sheer numbers, we're talking flocks of thousands, you may have seen them, mean that their impact is widespread and severe. It's a classic case of one species muscling up and breaking up existing relationships. So let's take one moment here to talk about symbiosis. Symbiosis can mean mutually beneficial, things like bees pollinating flowers, or it can mean one organism benefits without harming the other, like nesting birds in a tree. But when invasive species get involved, they often turn mutualism into parasitism, a one-sided relationship where only they benefit. So take the Japanese beetle, an insect native to Japan, where its native home range, predators would keep its populations in check. But in North America, it's a pest that feeds on over 300 plant species, including roses, fruit trees, and crops. Japanese beetles strip flowers and fruits and leaves as well, weakening plants and leaving them vulnerable to disease. This disrupts entire ecosystems as plants that support pollinators and herbivores are decimated. It's not just love gone wrong. It's a full-blown breakup with devastating consequences. All right, so what can we do about it? Are all these relationships doomed? Well, not necessarily. Scientists and conservationists are working hard to restore the balance. For example, there's things called biocontrols. We might do another episode on that later, where things are introduced, so predators or diseases that target invasive species really specifically, and they can sometimes help reduce them. But there's many other ways, and this is not just one best case scenario for one situation. It really depends on what we're treating and what we're dealing with. But everyday actions matter, and there are some programs you can get involved with to help manage invasive species. So kind of mentioned here earlier, the PlantWise program and an invasive plant like ivy, you can make really informed choices about the plants you introduce into your gardens or purchase. You can check out our website or the Invasive Species Council at BCE, and they have a great PlantWise program where it allows you to choose native plants for your garden and avoid planting in known invasive species. We'll also probably have an episode on this in the next few months, so stay tuned for that. Another method to prevent invasive species is clean, drain, dry. So this is really important for any watercraft. So a boat, a standard paddleboard, anything that goes in the water, it's really important that you clean it, drain it, and dry it before moving it into another water body. This helps stop the spread of a lot of different aquatic invasive species. There's also Play Clean Go. This can be done year round when hiking, biking, skiing, camping, cleaning your boots, your clothing, any gear that could hold on to any invasive plants, whether it's the seed, their burrs, even your pets as well, to prevent those seed heads spreading as little hitchhikers along the way. Also, for invasive insects, it's really important to buy local, burn local. So referring to firewood, making sure you purchase it locally and burn it locally and not bring it big long distances, because insects are really good at hiding and moving accidentally along with us. So there's some really simple, actionable steps to protect ecosystems and prevent invasive species from taking hold. It's really important to keep note that every species plays a role, and when that balance is disturbed, the ripple effects can be huge. But by staying informed, tuning into podcasts like this, checking out our website or our socials, you can help protect those bonds and restore harmony where it's been lost. Also, next month's episode will be called Unintended Travelers, and it'll explore how invasive species hitch a ride on planes, ships, in firewood, even on our shoes, and how we can try and prevent their spread. Also, wanted to remind everyone that we're available for in-person or online presentations. If you'd like to connect with us, reach out via our social media channels, our website, or you can email us at info@columbiashoeshopinvasives.org. And we're in the planning stages of our year and look forward to connecting with community members from across the shoe shop throughout the year. Thank you for joining me today on Invasive Insights. And if you enjoyed this episode, let us know, keep in touch, and if there's anything you'd like to hear, get in touch and send us an email. Until next time, stay curious, vigilant, and keep loving nature.